This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Felix and the mail guys and the UPS and FedEx guys and gals out there, as well as the bulk mail haulers all around the area hauling the mail to the post offices. Thanks so very much. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, too. And let's not forget about our Amazon.com, Amazon warehouse folks, and our drivers, too, for Amazon. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's how you find us, Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase. Now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer, and you never know, you might see something there that you like that's really nifty. All right, joining us right now, and we've got a crowd of people waiting to welcome the Colonel. It's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and oh, what a night, Tuesday night. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
The people are welcoming you back to the show. There you go. Thank you very much. Okay. They're going to go back inside now because I guess it's going to get a little rainy.
About 2 o'clock this afternoon, I will get wet.
Uh-oh. Well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. That's how our country was founded. Now, Colonel, I don't even know where to start, but I guess I'll start this way. Congress just might have averted a government shutdown with all the late-night stuff that's been going on and the votes they had last night in, I guess it was the Senate, where they had the vote to accept the framework to fund the government through 2023 and avert a shutdown. I understand they have a continued resolution that will take us through the 23rd of December when negotiators will once again meet to hammer out a larger spending package.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, America, 23rd of December. You know, whenever you hear that word framework spoken, you know the devil is in the details, and most of the members of Congress don't have a clue what framework means. And I think the complaints that McConnell has marshaled a couple of lame duck folks to do most of the negotiating with the left on that one in Congress is something that ought to frighten folks. And yeah, this business, a one-year resolution to put us forward in 1 week, but there's nothing good going to come out of it except a bigger government, more of a burden on American taxpayers. And so it's going to take a long time. And I don't think even with our narrow majority in the House come January that we're going to be able to turn around the ship of state when it comes to the economy and government spending. Government spending.
Yeah. By the way, you might want to prepare yourself for some real serious weather this afternoon. There's been probably a dozen to 15 tornadoes from Texas over east into Georgia, as well as the panhandle of Florida. Looks like we may have had one up there over the past couple hours or so. Don't know about any injuries or whatnot. I do know there were some people killed over in New Orleans where they had a tornado touchdown there.
Yeah, it was the same place that was hit by tornadoes not long ago. But, it'll pass blissfully, fairly quickly through the state of Florida. You'll get hit first, and it'll make its way down south across the Skyway Bridge. And then about mid-noon, we'll get it down here in Manti and Sarasota. About the time that I finish up substitute teaching at DRPC down in Sarasota.
Yeah, well, good luck. Now, the full-year bill for the budget is now up to $1.7 trillion in spending, but lawmakers haven't released any other further details. And there's a whole bunch of pork stuck in this baby again.
Imagine that. What we're saying is it's business as usual. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. We haven't turned this around. We got that. There's a lot of thoughts out there that are starting to gain traction. I don't think they're going to go that far, maybe until after 2024, but we'll make some headway on that in January. Pork barrel politics, increasing the national debt. This is business as usual. And we got, unfortunately, it's buttressed by some Republicans that as long as you're funding the Department of Defense, well, they're willing to accept a lot of this pork barrel stuff that increases government spending and increases the national debt.
All right, hold that thought, sir. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, also host of Military Matters, right after these messages.
Hey, it's the captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Moss Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Moss Nissan will take...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's the captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Mount's Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Mount's Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Mount's Nissan will take great care of you. We always have a great turnout for my events at Mount's Nissan, so join me, Mount's Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey, online at MountsNissan.com, and Merry Christmas from Mount's Family Automotive.
By the way, I have it on good authority that Santa will be making an appearance, so you might want to bring the little ones up here to find Santa somewhere in the midst. He might be in a red car or maybe a red pickup truck, but he'll be there, and look for the red. You'll find him that way. All right, well, let's go back to our friend, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and of course, he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and they did just a great job, along with our friends from the Manatee Patriots, with their annual Christmas party the other night. And Colonel, I want to thank you for somehow getting me involved as the MC. I don't know how that happened, but that's fine with me. Always happy to help the folks out.
Yeah, that was a great night, wasn't it? It was a great transition from, you know, the political and the angst and all that to Christmas. And, of course, we had the Republican Party, the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus Chairman Bob White, you emceeing. And we had that special guest that you honored, a 104-year-old World War II veteran, the Purple Heart, wounded by a sniper round, and after the Battle of the Bulge, so that was a great night.
Yeah, and I really felt privileged to be able to shake his hand and hand him that Purple Heart coffee mug. His eyes lit up bigger than a silver dollar.
They did. I mean, for 104, that guy is he's really got it upstairs, right? And you can see the intelligence in the eyes, and he's so well spoken. I had a lot of people come to me saying, "Hey, I'd like to get this guy to come speak to our group. I'd like to video record him for his story on veterans." And to the extent, and he likes to do it because he believes that. He told me, he says, "Until the day I die, And he doesn't expect that to be anytime soon, even though he's 104. He says, it's important for me to get the word out on what me and my compatriots and the folks that were in my infantry platoon in World War II did. And I'm happy to support him, and I know you are, as are the Patriots and everybody else. And that's a good thing.
All right, well, let's talk about the Ukraine, because yesterday we got some information from the United Kingdom's Deputy Chief of Defense Staff, the Financial and Military Capability Unit, Lieutenant General Robert McGowan. Now, he said that the British Royal Marines have reportedly engaged in covert operations in the Ukraine. He also said that they've been actively engaging in operations in the Ukraine ever since an article appeared in their magazine, the Globe and Laurel, the official magazine of the Royal Marines. Now, some of the operations appear to be broadly in line with expectations, namely helping to evacuate the Britons from the Ukraine in the early stages of the war and then protecting diplomats. But McGowan has strongly implied other operations have also taken place, which is where we talk about the covert operations.
Yeah, it actually that's quite stunning, and it probably deserves more attention than it got, but it deserves to be a headline thing, because for a lieutenant general in the British Army to come forward and say that publicly, it's really a first here in the West, and it should lead to other questions of our administration about, hey, to what extent have we done similar things? Because you and I believe that that's probably likely, because given the nature of war, we know that we're fighting a proxy war, but it may be more than just a proxy war. It may be an undeclared war, according to the United States Constitution. And I would not be surprised if we didn't have votes because of the fine line between humanitarian aid and overt and covert operations to support that. But, that was quite an admission, and it deserves more inquiry and expenditure of American capital, and perhaps even putting at risk American human capital.
And I want to mention that Yahoo News, who you usually don't hear much from, and that's good reason, they really don't have a lot to say, right? But Yahoo News just came out with this article about development on January 6th, which doesn't really pass the smell test when you take a look at it, because we're learning about this lone 21-year-old intelligent analyst. He had the scoop, apparently, about and he stumbled upon multiple threads about the overthrow of the American government, sneaking weapons into the Capitol building undetected, and anecdotes about a second American Civil War. Now, we don't know, and we need to know, what this person's name, his or her name, really is, and we don't know why the name is being hidden. The identity, apparently it's over safety concerns, I get that, but it also doesn't make sense. The story does not make sense.
Captain, if you had said this in the last year, a thing like that, you would have all the censorship folks coming out there. But the genuine investigation about January 6th is yet to come. Not the politically driven drama for theater that's gone on there up on the Capitol Hill, but the genuine investigation. And that, what you're suggesting, it ties in with your first segment with Kathy Chamberlain, of course, and Jeremy Brown, and those things like that, because there is more to be learned. And just to ask the question doesn't mean that we need to be shut down and told that we're a conspiracy theorist and all that. In the United States of America, to ask the government what is the real extent that the government has had, and what did they do, what did they really know, all these little, the folks that have gotten in trouble because they stepped over the line and did wrong things on January 6th, which they have focused on, that certainly needs to come out there, but there's more to it, and we as Americans deserve that. In fact, our republic requires it.
Yep, don't disagree with you at all with that one. Now, thanks to a new report from Politico, who, by the way, is fairly liberal, we have another clue of how frustrated Joe Biden is getting with the questions about his age and fitness to serve as president and beyond his current term. Now, suggesting that Joe Biden hasn't announced any decision about his plans for 2024 and beyond because, quote, he doesn't want to trigger the Federal Election Committee, which may require him to file organizational paperwork if he was to say definitely that he was running. And he had some choice words to say. Can't repeat them on the air or we wouldn't be on the air. But Political notes that Biden has also claimed to have not made up his mind yet and is still discussing the matter with his family. Oh, no. He's made up his mind. He's already said so many times. He's running.
Yeah, that is what he said, and it's interesting. And of course, the more so than his campaign for re-election, the real energy is behind his own folks on the progressive grassroots wing that are running the Don't Run Joe campaign. It'll be interesting. I think, you know, we thought that it couldn't get any more interesting than this past year, 2022, as it comes to a close here in just a half a month. But 2023, both as the Republican Party moves forward to select who its nominee is going to be, but what will really happen with Biden and the folks in the cabinet and the folks that may be waiting in the wings, hey, stay tuned. It'll reveal a whole lot more than what Biden says or does not say or will reveal or will not reveal publicly.
All right, now we've only got enough time to throw this one statement out here, and here it is. This was on Reuters yesterday, and I checked on it, and it's a legitimate news story. The United States revealed charges against five Russians and two Americans for conspiring to procure weapons and launder money for Russia.
Yeah, when I saw that story, it was interesting. And I know that the government will bring charges against this guy, but I don't think everything that they want to charge him for is going to come all the way through. Why? Because we haven't had a formal declaration of war against Russia, and you can't pursue it in the same way if we did. And certainly you can't pursue it in the same way that we failed to say, oh, the treasonous behaviors, folks like Jane Fonda in the Vietnam War and things like that, which we looked the other way. This will be interesting. There's certainly certain things you can't do. You can't just simply proffer arms to just anybody, even to our allies, without certain scrutiny being about that. But I don't think this will go, the case against this guy will go as far as what the government case will want to be. But, hey, stay tuned. More to follow.
All right, sir. I will talk to you again. Let's see. Next Tuesday, I might talk to you ahead of time somewhere. We might see each other. Our paths might cross. You just never know, do you?
You never know, Captain.
All right. Have a good day, my friend. We'll be back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Coming back with more right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve continued its battle against inflation by raising its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years. The Federal Open Market Committee voted to jump the overnight borrowing rate a half percentage point. The rate is now 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below-trend growth and some softening of labor market conditions. Restoring price stability is essential to set the stage for achieving maximum employment and stable prices over the long run.
A severe storm that started on the West Coast last weekend continues wreaking havoc on Thursday, sweeping through the Midwest, Plains, and Great Lakes with blizzard conditions, freezing rain, while spawning tornadoes. Over 12 million people across the United States were under winter storm warning or advisories Thursday morning. Lance Fry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy, because when Bo's in the house, and he's in the house, we hear from National Aviation. So here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. And like Bo likes to tell you, and like I like to tell you, ask to take the tour, right, Bo?
Yes, absolutely.
And the tour could be either the facility here in Clearwater or the facility up in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, because you owe it to yourself to go see both campuses and make up your mind on where you want to go to school based on that thought.
Yes, absolutely. You know, give National Aviation Academy a call. You know, set up a time to come in and see one of the campuses. You know, like we've always talked about, you know, the best way to make a decision about anything that you're going to do, especially when it comes to education, is doing the research and making sure that that institution that you're looking at has everything that you expect it to have, has a program that you expect to be successful in, and make sure that those institutions are living up to the standards that you have. You know, not every place is the same. Not every person fits into the same kind of training aspect or education aspect. So, you know, do your research, pick an institution that fits your needs. You know, you may be able to go to school 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, you know, like the programs run at National Aviation Academy in person. You can only go to school part-time. So, you know, there's roughly 180 aviation maintenance technician schools, certificated aviation maintenance technician schools across the country. You know, National Aviation Academy is one of those. You know, we provide a service. Our programs are in person. We got a 2,000-hour and a 3,000-hour program here down in Clearwater, Florida, and we have a 2,000-hour program up at our Concord, Mass. Location. You know, the only difference is, up in Concord, Mass., we run day shift classes, and down here in Florida, we run day shift and night shift classes. So when you're looking into those institutes, see what fits into your life. You know, see that, you know, you're going to be able to be successful in the type of program you're enrolling in. You know, clock hour programs, credit hour programs, are they hybrid programs, are they solely in-person programs? There's a lot of things for you to look at. And how long can you afford to be in school? You know, that, you know, again, you know, getting out into the workforce, there is return on investment to get out into the workforce sooner rather than later, you know, but again, that's a personal preference thing. You know, each individual's personal situation is different, and they have to make those decisions based on what their personal life is.
And the good thing about it is that they're still hiring. I mean, it's not an industry that's been frozen or anything, because I've seen and I've started to take a look, because I look at the ads along the internet for different positions and whatnot, and I'm starting to see them now on the internet for specific jobs: aviation maintenance technician, flight crewman, ground crew, all that sort of stuff, which is all sort of interrelated, although the aviation maintenance tech position is a little bit more intricate.
Sure, absolutely. You know, obviously inflation's hurting everybody in the country, right? But, you know, air travel has rebounded so quickly since COVID that a lot of people went ahead and they retired out of the industry. You know, with the rebound in air travel, there appears to be no shortage of it. They think the holiday season is going to be one of the most one of the busiest seasons, you know, in recent memory. So, you know, the aviation industry is still doing very, very well. You know, so it's worth looking into. If you're looking for a long-term career, again, you know, your airframe and power plant certifications that you can, you know, meet the requirements to take those tests by going to National Aviation Academy, your airframe and power plant certification, you know, that's certification that you can hang on to for life. You know, and it opens other pathways for you. It's not necessarily, you know, turning wrenches on an airplane on a hangar floor. It will open up other pathways for you. So, you know, it's definitely worth exploring and looking into. If you're looking for a career change, you're looking for a new career, if, you know, going to 4-year traditional college isn't for you, definitely look into a trade school. Look into skilled labor. Look into the aviation maintenance, you know, technician schools across the country. You know, National Aviation Academy is here to help you out. You can call, ask for me if I'm available. You know, absolutely, I'll sit down and talk to you. You know, one of the things that National Aviation Academy really wants to do is make sure they provide people with information, you know, so they can make a well-thought-out, well-educated decision on where they would like to go to school.
And, of course, the number is 800-659-2080. That number, again, is 800-659-2080. Now, let's talk a little bit about aviation. The military, and I don't know if it's, what's the word you want when you retrofit a plane again? Is it refurbing?
They're going to refurb them. You know, they'll pull them out of the boneyard. They'll bring them back in. They'll refurbish the aircraft. They'll put all the updated mods on it, and they'll put it back into service. So it happens from time to time with the military. I know the F-18 Hornet, they did that with a couple versions of the F-18 here in recent years. You know, they went and got them out of the boneyard. They did some modifications to them, and they put them back into service.
Well, they're bringing the Warthog back.
Warthog.
And they're bringing them back to retrofit them, and something about the wings and this, that, and the other. And there's already some foreign governments that want that plane. They're so so very, you know, because it is a great close-up.
Close air support aircraft. Yeah. You know, it's a fantastic aircraft. You know, I never personally worked on them. I know a lot of people that have, and they thought they were a very good aircraft. But, of course, with all aging aircraft, when you go to do something like that, there's definitely some modifications, some upgrades you got to put on those aircraft to get them back into service. But, you know, foreign military sales, you know, for the United States, it's nothing new. We've done it, you know, throughout the years. I actually worked on a lot of different job sites for where we were doing precisely that. We were pulling, you know, helicopters, you know, out of service, you know, out of the boneyard, refurbing them. And of course, the U.S. government was selling them during to foreign military sales to our allies, out there in the world.
Mm-hmm. And of course, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And if you have any questions, it'd help if I open my window here. If you have any questions, feel free to either call us and ask us or send me a message and I will repeat your question to Bo. Now, the thing of it is with all of the information that comes forward when you're dealing with, well, and this is the best way to do this. If someone went to your school and graduated and did very well, and the recruiters went, man, we'd like to have you do this, we'd like to have you do that, you're the person we're looking for. Well, if they go overseas, if they get lucky enough to get that overseas bid to begin with, that's where they make the really big money right off the bat, right?
Well, I would say that absolutely there's an opportunity to go overseas, work for a company, and do very, very well. But, you know, the reality is right now in the United States, you know, our graduates are doing very well right now in the United States. You know, the average median income, you know, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics for an aircraft mechanic, I think is pushing somewhere, you know, high 50s, close to 60s, low 60s. But you again go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and you can look at that. But, you know, absolutely the opportunity within the United States is probably as good, if not better right now, as the opportunity going outside the United States. Again, you know, nobody thought that the air travel was going to rebound the way it rebounded, but, you know, we need mechanics, ground personnel, pilots, you know, everybody that's working at the airport. There's probably open positions at all of those airports, all those airfields. It's no different than any other industry in the U.S. right now. So there is opportunity.
All right. And of course, if I'm an airplane pilot, I'm looking at this weather map and I'm going, maybe I might want to fly around what's coming our way.
Yeah, definitely has some severe weather.
There it is, right
across
there.
The U.S. It's just north of us right now, yeah. What it appears on the radar. So, you know, probably this afternoon, later this morning, you know, we'll start seeing the effects of that. Sometimes you have some bad days in Florida, but the rest of the time, you know, that's why everybody comes here, because of the weather.
Well, we have a severe thunderstorm warning right now in our northernmost listening area up there, Hernando County, Citrus County, severe thunderstorm warning. Apparently there's some really bad weather by the looks of it. I can see it out here in the Gulf coming east, so be advised. And there's some weather west of Tampa. Looks like it'll be this way, too, after a while. Okay, we'll be right back with more in Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And, of course, it's the final segment of the program here on a Thursday. And that means that I got to tell you about Dominic's Vines and Decor. You know, Dominic's Vines and Decor is our longest sponsor here on the program. And this is the time of the program when they want to be heard, because they're driving to work too, just like you are. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. Now, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts and repairs down there in the Sarasota area, and up here in a limited part of the Tampa Bay area, because they obviously aren't going to drive all the way, let's say, to Newport Richey or to Plant City for a $10 order. It's not going to happen. So, there you go. Now, stop by and see the gang there in the store. Otherwise, just give them a call on the telephone, 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service. And again, if you want to stop by the store, they're always happy to see you. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, we got Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy in studio. Well, let's good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, we do have a question here from Mike Stevens. Mike says, thanks for having Bo on the program. I am 47 years of age. I've retired from my first job, and I'm thinking about starting a second career. I believe I'm young enough, but is there an age cutoff at National Aviation Academy?
No, there is not an age cutoff at National Aviation Academy. Everybody in the country has to follow, labor laws. So there is no age cutoff here at National Aviation Academy. You know, at 47 years old, you're really not that old to be coming into the aviation maintenance world. Historically, it is a higher age demographic in the industry, and this is one of the problems with the industry. There's a huge age gap between people. And so, getting people in there to fill in that age gap, is huge. So definitely look into it. Don't let your age be a deterrent. You have to have a realistic outlook of what you expect to do, depending on what your age is. But really don't let your age be a deterrent in looking into an opportunity like aviation maintenance.
Okay, and Steve, thanks for the question. We appreciate that. Now, if you do have a question for Bo, you can give us a call here at 877-969-8600. He'll answer it while he's sitting right here. We were talking about aircraft and how aircraft has changed and how they're refurbing some of the older aircraft because they're putting them back into service with all this stuff going on around the world. But we also have the new bomber. And what was funny about reading the story about the new bomber that they just now are going to start to build in mass production, they got the bomber, but they don't have the bombs that fit the bomber. come on here. What? And I read the story, and I said, what? Because it's a nuclear bomber. It's designed to fly nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with that project at all. I really haven't read anything about it. But I'm pretty sure they'll figure out a way to configure some armament to drop out of there for sure.
Yeah, even if it was Tomahawk missiles, they'll figure out something to fly from under the wings or whatnot. But when I saw that, I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. You build a bomber. You don't have the right ammo for the bomber, the nuclear bombs that you wanted to have, or missiles, or whatever it is. So you're going to fly it around the world and say, here we are.
Maybe they're looking out for future business.
It could be. And, of course, the B-52s, every time I see a B-52, they're not young.
No.
They're not young. No, I can go back to Vietnam watching them puppies bomb the mountains and going after the tunnels and all that stuff, and they just sort of keep bombing. And when they finally hit what they were trying to hit, the whole mountain would just explode and just go kaboom, and that was it.
Yeah, aircraft in general are really not that new. Military aircraft, of course, there's a lot of them that are very, very old. We're talking 30, 40, 50 years old plus some of them. But your average airliner out there, people don't understand. They may be flying on an aircraft that's literally 25, 30 years old, today going somewhere. As long as that aircraft's maintained, as long as it's taken care of, it's going to operate. Nobody's going to throw away a $150, $200, $300 million airplane, just because it got old. They're not going to throw it away.
As long as it flies.
Yeah, as long as it flies, it's safe, everything's operational, and it is a testament to all the aviation maintenance technicians out there, every day working hard to make sure these aircraft stay, in a safe, reliable state to make it from point A to point B safely and efficiently.
Now, they had an airline called ValueJet. Remember them?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they had one of their planes go down in the Everglades, and I think they had another one go down in Washington, D.C. in an ice storm.
Yeah, ValueJet had some bad luck, and they eventually became AirTran, I believe, unfortunate circumstances surrounding that. Obviously being here in Florida, everybody's familiar with the ValueJet, crash down in the Everglades. It was a, kind of a shocking scene. People got to see what the Everglades is actually like, unfortunately. ValueJet has some unfortunate circumstances, and as time went past, obviously we learned from those those issues the Value Jet had. We implemented some, you know, safeguards throughout the aviation industry to make sure, you know, what led to that incident, you know, doesn't happen again. So, you know, things happen. You know, we have to correct them. We have to move on. But air travel is the safest mode of travel in the world, without a doubt.
Yeah, because they haul the most people and have the fewest incidents.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, tens of thousands of flight hours are happening today. You know, tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of flight hours happening today over our heads right now.
Okay, here's a message here from Stanley, and Stanley is in Miami.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to be a pilot, but I've lost my eyesight. And my eyesight now is very bad, and I have to have some very thick glasses to be able to do what I do. What's the eyesight requirement for being an aircraft maintenance technician?
The eyesight requirement, you know, is like any other aviation position. You have to be able to perform the function of your job to the best of your abilities and be able to read the manuals, obviously. You know, if you're putting wiring in an aircraft, you got to be able to read the wiring numbers. You got to be able to read the schematics. You got to be able to read all the different manuals. You know, as we get older, our eyesight starts to fail us. You know, I had to start wearing glasses here in the last few years. You know, so me being a structures person by trade, without my glasses, it's very difficult for me to be able to see. You know, just putting a fastener in a hole. You know, depending on how far or how close I am to the area where I'm working. So it's definitely something for you to look into before making a decision. Make sure your eyesight is good enough for you to read, and especially nowadays, reading everything off a computer now. So definitely something for you to look into. You know, like I said, my job has become a little bit more difficult just because my eyesight started to get worse over the years. But it's not something that's not overcomable, and you know, it's an individual thing. But definitely look into it.
Mm. And I am talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Again, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. You can call them up and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one here in Clearwater, Florida, or the one up in Concord, Massachusetts. And you'll be glad you did, because I'm telling you, there's no question that's wrong.
No, absolutely. You know, education is a huge investment in this country. You know, everybody sees all the talk going on in the news. Bottom line is, you know, education does cost something. Opportunity costs something, and if anybody tells you anything's free, you know, one, it has no value, and two, it's probably not free. You know, so education does cost. Do your research. Make sure you go to an institution that meets your needs and your expectations.
All right, I got the music coming up in my ear. That means we'll have to say see you in a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, folks, I want you to go over to the National Aviation Academy website, naa.edu, naa.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. See you in a couple of weeks there, Bo.
Thank you.
All righty, folks. Captain Smart, Third Watch will be back tonight. Same radio station you're listening to now. You can always catch us on the internet at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. God!
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.